ways that we can work on sight reading or different methods of sight reading. One of the ones that I believe is the most effective is a system called solfege. And that many of you know this from Sound of Music, do, re, mi's. Okay, do, a deer, female deer, and so forth. That is essentially solfege. It's assigning each note in the scale a particular syllable. Do, re, mi, fa, sol, la, ti, do. And this is very effective in how it ties everything back to do, or back to our tonal center. So let's just take a moment. Can I get a G? Where do we have? Yeah. We're going to get into doing some singing, so keep those pitch pipes handy there. So that's a G, and we're going to sing down in that bass range, and we're just going to sing a scale, but we're going to sing it to do, re, mi, fa, sol, la, ti, do. Here we go. Ready?
Do, re, mi, fa, sol.
So you all know your do, re, mi's. That's perfect. That's a good start. Now, there's another system and another school of teaching called Kodai method, which is often used for kids, children. And it's a method of teaching music for younger singers. But there's a lot of methods that translate over very well. One of those things that they have in that system is hand symbols. They have hand symbols for all of those different things, all those different notes in the scale. So we're going to do a little bit of hand symbol singing. Yeah, all right. So just as I'm going to go walk through it, and I tell you what, everybody stand up where you are, okay? Make sure that you're in a spot that you can see me. All right, and we're going to do that same scale, do, do, down there. And we're going to start, our hands are going to be like fists. All of these, you can either do with one hand or both. I find it easier to do them both. It's more balanced for me. But we're just going to start there and go through the symbols. And so just mimic, follow what I do. Follow the shapes that I make. Ready? Here we go.
Do, re, mi.
Start down here on do, and they end up on do. And so you get this sense of how the notes go, and they mimic how they would go up and down on the staff as well. It has that same sense of relativity, that same sense of positioning. Okay? Good. So I'm going to do a little bit, and we're not there yet, all right? So what I'm going to do is a little bit of these hand symbols. And I'm going to keep it real simple right now. I'm going to use do, mi, and so. All right? And you're going to follow along with me, but you're going to sing. I'm not going to sing. You're going to sing based on the hand symbols that I do. All right? So we're going to start on do right there. Here we go.
Do.
Representation of the music. And what you did was you looked at it, you watched where the music was or where the position was, and you mimicked what that sound was in your brain. All right, and it's as simple as that. It's easier to do in a group setting like this than perhaps on your own. All right, you may have a few little more bumps along the way, but as a group, we all did very well at following that example. So sight reading is just a different method. of that physical representation, all right? It's a different way of notating that. We could draw a bunch of hand positions on the music, on the paper, and you'd be able to read music from that if we did that same thing, but it's not nearly as efficient, all right? So this is how we get a little bit more efficient in our sight reading. So have a seat again, all right? Can everybody see that screen up front? If you can't, I might recommend that you get in a spot that is a little bit more conducive to seeing that, so that you can read along. One of the keys to figuring out how to sight read, first of all, is finding do on the music. All right, and that's tricky. And you know, people talk about reading the notes and lines and knowing their F-A-C-E and every good boy deserves fudge and all that kind of stuff. The only time that that's really necessary for singing, for sight singing, is figuring out the initial key. That's the only time you really need to know what the letter names are. Okay, so here, with one flat, this is a later lesson, but let's just say right now, one flat is in the key of F. And there's our first note, F, A, C, F. All right, so one thing I want you to notice in that first one, let's do an F. So that's way down there for the basses, and what's written up there is actually there for the leads and or tenors. I've written treble and bass clef for all of these exercises, so you can take a look at whatever is familiar to you, all right? But you can also jump back and forth and see how they're related. All of these examples are the exact same music on top and on bottom, all right? Take a look at this, how we've got, in the key of F, it starts on a space. And then, so we've got do, mi, so, do, so, mi, do. And it goes in this pattern of starts on a space, then jumps up to the next space for mi, jumps up to the next space for so, and then does a bit more of a skip. It goes up three notes to that next one, so it ends up on a line. All right? In the key of G, this one happens to start on a line, so we've got a different system. It starts on, do is on a line, so we've got G, do, mi, so, mi, do, and it goes line, up to the next line, up to the next line, and then up, not to the next line, but to the space beyond the next line, and then back down again. If you are able to look at a piece of music and quickly identify, first of all, where do is, figure that out and say, okay, here's do, and some people will even put a little mark at the beginning of their music. They'll put a little circle with an X right there, and they'll even put one on that same line that that top do is, so that they know which line and which space is do in the key that they're singing. Once they've done that, you can then start to, with practice, obviously, start to very quickly determine and see what is mi and so and do all in that key. If you can find those, you're well on your way to reading sight music very well, all right? Let's take a look at this next. Windows is not genuine. Let's just click.
You're going to have to talk to Eugene in a second. I don't do these. He does like it.
Good. Is this using scroll pad to?
Yeah.
Okay, so let's just, how do we?
Down.
Oh, I see what you're saying. Okay, there we go. I'm going to move this up a little bit here. Okay. So does everybody understand that concept? And there's two choices. You either have do starting on a line, or you have do starting on a space. Beyond that, it just shifts around. So here, we've got a song that starts, or that is in the key of C. There's no sharps or flats at the beginning. So this is the key of C. And C is this first line below the space. So our do, mi, so is going to be that first line below. Mi becomes the first line of the staff. So is the next line. And then do is that top, sorry, it's the space right there. It's the third space up. But it has that same pattern. Line, 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 space. That's just a little bit further than the next line, okay? Let's take a look at this and see if we can do a little bit of sight reading. All right, here we go. This is in C.
So that's C, and we're going to...
What's... Can anybody hum what mi is, or a first note?
Mi, that's right.
And for both treble and bass clef.
We're all on that note, that's where we are.
All right, so let's sing all of these. All of these exercises, we're going to use syllables. Do, re, mi, to sing as we sing along. Those are going to be our words, okay? Here we go.
Starting right at the beginning, here we go.
And I'm going to even do some hand syllables as we go along. Here we go.
Mi, re, do.
Rest.
Mi, re, do.
Rest.
Do, do, so, so, la, la, so. Mi, re, do.
Good. We threw one in there. That wasn't in any of our exercises before. It was la, right? But it's right next door to so. So we jumped up from
do to so.
Well, the next door neighbor is la. And the neat thing is that if you're able to find those do, mi's, and so's, everything else that you've got is going to be at the very furthest one note away from one of those anchors that you've got. Every other note is going to be a close neighbor that way. Let's try that one more time. Ready? Here we go. From the beginning of that line. Here we go.
Mi, re, do.
Rest.
Mi, re, do.
Rest.
Do, do, so, so, la, la, so. Mi, re, do.
Good, good, good. Let's take a look at the next one. This one is also in the key of C. And it starts on do. So here we go. Ready?
Do, mi, so.
Tell me what that tune is just from looking. I heard it.
London Bridge.
Yeah, London Bridge. So let's start, Hans.
So,
there might be another song that actually My Fair Lady, or I don't know. Yeah, My Fair Lady. Yeah, there we go. There you go. So you've done some sight reading. These are simple ones. The kids' songs are definitely the easiest ones to look at and figure out. All right, I'm going to move on to rhythm now. All right, we're going to touch briefly on rhythm. Rhythm, this is where a lot of people get tripped up, and especially if they're not comfortable with the idea of how it relates to math. Rhythm and math go hand in hand. They're very tightly woven together. Not quite yet. But rhythmically speaking, music tends to be fairly simple, especially at the basic level that we're going to talk about tonight. A couple things I want to talk about is beat, meter, and rhythm. All right, so what is the beat? What's the beat of the music? Does anybody have an idea of what that means? Yeah. It's that steady pulse, right? Another word for beat would be pulse. Yeah, it's that constant dun, 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 dun. That's what we talk about when we talk about beat, is that constant two, bum, bum, bum. And that can change depending on what the meter is. Now, meter is when we figure out, okay, well, how many of these things do we group together? So we can have a song that is 1, 2, 3, 4, 2, 2, 3, 4, 3, 2, 3, in groups of 4, 2, 3, 4. Or we can have 1, 2, 3, 2, 2, 3, 3, 2, 3, 4, 2, 3, waltz, 2, 3, 2, 2, 3. That's a waltz tempo, is a 3-4 tempo. And there are other more complicated ones. Those are two of the most basic type of ones. When we talk about rhythm, so we've got beats, we've got meter, and now we talk about rhythm. Rhythm is playing and cutting up the amount of time. It's cutting up the beats and moving that around so that it plays within that framework. Beats are constant. Beats keep going, and they keep going within whatever meter you set, but the rhythm changes. It cheats here, it steals there, it moves all over the place, okay? And it's done by splitting up the thing into what's called subdivisions. Let's do a little bit of exercises. This is, we talked about Kodai and working with the hand symbols and stuff like that. This is Kodai using rhythm symbols, all right? So everybody stand up for a moment. Shake out your hands. This is gonna be doing a bit of clapping here, all right? Here we go. I want you to repeat after me, ready? Ta 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 ta. Ta ta ti ti ta. Ti ti ta ti ti ta. Ti ta, sorry. Ta ti 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 ta. Good. So that's the basics of simple meter. So we've got ta ta. Ta's are quarter notes, or what's known as quarter notes, and those ti's are eighth notes. Why are they already quarters and eighths? Does anybody have an idea? Any guesses?
Something to do with math.
That's right. How many beats are we clapping out right now in each one of those exercises?
Four.
That's right. So we've got a whole measure of four beats. So each part of that four splits down into quarters, right? If you've got a whole measure and you've got four parts into it, you've got four quarters. That's the basis of how you figure out that rhythm. You've got ta, 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 four quarters, da, all right? Then what happens is that they took it for 3-4 and stuff like that and said, well, this will work here too. So they use quarter notes, but only three per bar, all right? Let's get a little bit deeper. So we've got ta, 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 ti, 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 ta, 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 Good. So each one of those beats has now been split into two. You've got two beats for each one of those, or two subdivisions for each one of those beats. And those are eighth notes. Those are called TTs. Here we go again. Follow me again. Ta, ta, ti, ti, ta.
Ta, ta, ti, ti, ta.
Ticka, ticka, ti, 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 ta. Good. We split that first beat in half yet again. So we've got four little ticka, tickas in the middle of that. Ticka, ticka, ti, 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 ta. Try that. And then we can start playing and mixing and matching as we go. So we can go ta, ticka, ticka, ti, ti, ta.
Ta,
ti, ticka, ta, ticka, ta. I mixed up a syllable there. Ta, let me do that one again. Ta, hold on, hold on, hold on. Wait for it. Ta, ti, ticka, ti, ticka, ta. It's not easy, all right? But that's, again, that's a method of getting used to drilling rhythms and getting used to different rhythms, all right? Let's change that thing over to the next page, wherever that is. Rhythm exercise. There we go. So let's take a look at these first lines. I'm going to, line number one, and by the way, this is a staff for percussion. You don't need up and downs, all right? You don't need anything to do with pitch. You've got one line, but you've also got those same rhythmic symbols as we go along. Here we go. Let's do the first one. Ready, two, three, and. This will be our last one here. This starts getting a little trickier, and it gets those 16th notes. But we've already done these. We've already done these. Okay? So those these ones right here are those ticka-tickas. Ticka-ticka. And here we've got ticka-t, and here we've got t-ticka. So you start recognizing, as you read music, those groupings. See how they're tied together with these stems all in one group? They're meant to be read as a group, so that you recognize these things as chunks, as opposed to individual things. Let's take the tempo a little bit slower, and we're going to go through this one. So it's the tempo is going to be one, two, three, go. It's going to be a primer. This is the basics. But this is what I use to sight-read music and sight-read music every day. It gets better and better and easier as you do more practice with it. The basic building blocks of sight-reading are not difficult. It's the practice. And you know, this is the same as so many things in life, right? It's the basic parts of it is not hard, but it's practicing and getting it to become second nature. That's where it starts to become a skill that you can use. Awesome. Thank you, ladies.